This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Raisa, Javed, can you please tell the young to move? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salat wa salam ala rasulillah. Allahumma alimna ma yinfa'una wa anfa'na bima allamtana wa zidna ilman ya arhamar rahimeen. Ask Allah Azza wa Jal, teach us what benefit us from what He taught us, and increase us in knowledge. اللهم بارك لنا في جمعنا هذا واجعله تجمعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا بيننا شقيا ولا محروما آمين يا رب العالمين. Tonight inshallah ta'ala we have a name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that everybody has heard of and everybody has used one day in their life, and this name is the name of Allah azza wa jal, Al-Shafi. Al-Shafi. And you should all know how many times it's mentioned in the Quran. How many times?
Zero.
Zero. It is mentioned in the hadith that we all know, which is the dua. What is the dua? رب الناس أذهب الباس واشفي أنت الشافي. Here's the name where it came from. أَنْتَ الشَّافِي لَا شِفَاءَ إِلَّا شِفَاءُكَ شِفَاءً لَا يُغَادِرُ سَقَمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name as Shafi means the one that cures, the healer, the one that cures. And the root of this name appeared in the Qur'an. For example, وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ Shifa, the word Shifa came. And what did Ibrahim alayhi salam say? وَإِذَا مَرِضْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِين فَهُوَ يَشْفِين. So the verb is in the Quran, the adjective Shifa is in the Quran, but Al-Shafi is not in the Quran. And the dua is اللهم رب الناس مذهب البأس. In one narration, أنت اشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. Rasulullah said, the meaning is, take away the disease, O the Lord of the people, cure him as you are the only one who cures, and there is no cure but yours, a cure that leaves no disease. And this dua is an Al-Bukhari. It came in another way, اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس في مذهب البأس مذهب البأس في أذهب البأس, as if you're asking Allah to remove the ailment. When we use this name, we have to believe in few things, يا أخوان. Number one is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only Shafi. And I know, mashallah, always in our crowd there are a lot of doctors. And I want my brothers, and if there are sisters that are physicians, actual practicing doctors, to always make the patient feel that they are only means. Because many times when, for example, if you have a sick child and you are so worried and you went from one place to another, you know, from one doctor to another, from one hospital to another, and then they told you about this doctor, he is very well known doctor and this and that, and you went and took your child to this doctor, and the doctor, alhamdulillah, he did something and the kid is cured. all of a sudden you feel that you owe this doctor something. You feel like, you know, it is him who cured my child. We want all the doctors to make them, even though it's a time to feel like you are something, that time the doctor should inform the patient, I was only a mean. I was just the means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for you. But at the end of the day, he is the Shafi. This is Tawheed. This is Tawheed. When we start telling others also, because like I said, in that time, you want to feel that you are very special. And it's nothing wrong with you thanking the person, of course. Thanking him and appreciating what he has done is something amazing. He put the effort, and alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, there is nothing wrong with that. As a matter of fact, it's a sunnah. It's a must on every Muslim to thank the people. But to feel that he is the one who cured, that's a problem. It's a problem to feel that he is the one that he cured. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Shafi. That's number one. And what is the dalil on that? Listen to this ayah. وَإِن يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُ. We are Muslimin, mu'mineen. We believe in the kitab. Allah said, and if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala afflicted you with any kind of disease, anything, there's no one who will remove it except Allah. No one will remove it except Allah. So we have that established in ourselves, in our heart, in our mind, in our everything. We believe in that. And then we go to the doctors, we take the medicine, we do everything. But in my heart, no matter what the medicine is a mean, the doctor is a mean, the hospital is a mean, the operation are all means, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Shafi. I'm taking bil asbab and qalbi mu'allaq bi rabbil asbab. I am taking by the means, but my heart is attached to the creator of the means, to the lord of the means. This is when you get the shifa or whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. وَإِنْ يَمْسَسْكَ اللَّهُ بِضُرٍّ فَلَا كَاشِفَ لَهُ إِلَّا هُوَ وَإِنْ يُرِدْكَ بِخَيْرٍ فَلَا رَادَّ لِفَضْلِهِ يُصِيبُ بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ مِنْ عِبَادِهِ وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. And if Allah wants good for you, none can stop it. None can stop His grace. He makes it reach whomever He wills from His ibad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is the only healer, And when we hear about the Shafi, immediately our mind goes to diseases and ailments and sicknesses, which is true. But also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cures the diseases of the heart. Allah cures our hearts from arrogance, from greed, from envy, from jealousy, from stinginess, from hypocrisy. All these are diseases that are worse than cancer and leukemia and all the other diseases. Subhanallah. These diseases, if you die with them, like Rasulullah said, if somebody die with a stomach pain, he's a shaheed. But if somebody dies as a munafiq, Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Allahumma tahir qulubana min nifaq wa a'malana min riya. So those diseases of the dunya, subhanallah, they could probably finish and be cured in this dunya, but the diseases of the heart, they will follow you into the grave, and they will be there also on the day of judgment, on the hisab. And some of them are very dangerous, like nifaq, like riya, like arrogance, ya akhwan, kibr. Mustard seed of kibr, you will not smell Jannah. Mustard seed of kibr. Me, do you know who you're talking to? I am. You know, subhanallah, be very careful, ya akhwan. Be very careful when it comes to, always, the more ilm you have, the more knowledge you have, that should be, humble you. Huh? The more Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you, the more you are, you know, grateful to Allah azza wa jal. That should make you very simple. Not when Allah gives you, subhanallah, I was sitting in a crowd one day in New York, and the masjid was providing iftar, and we were eating, and then I noticed that a brother, mashallah, he's making sure everybody's eating, and after we finished, he was the only one left cleaning everything, and you know, it was like 150 people. And then one brother came to me, he said, do you know this guy? I said, no, Allah, I've never met him. It was a masjid in the Bronx. He said, this is the richest man in the community. He's worth $7, $8, $10 million. And he does that all the time. Nobody knows. Nobody knows. He's so simple, and he's cleaning and asking everybody. Subhanallah. You know, the more he has, the more he is humble to Allah. And he's so happy when he was giving you the food, as if you're doing him a favor taking the food. He's so happy, and he's begging you. And the way he was cleaning, yeah, subhanallah. You know, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with na'am, ya akhwan, that should humble us. When Allah blesses you with knowledge, this is the biggest danger. When Allah blesses you with knowledge, don't walk around, I'm a hafiz, maulana, mufti, sheikh, this. What's wrong with you, ya akhi? Ana alim. Shu alim? Alim mean? The minute you start bragging about your ilm, and something's wrong with you. Remember the example of the tree? The more fruits it have on the branches, the more it goes down. It humbled itself. So the ilm should, like Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah, he said, the more ilm I have, the more I feel, the more ignorant I feel. The more ilm I have, the more ignorant I feel. Subhanallah. And where did that ilm come from? Look at the Quran. Always, آتَيْنَاهُ عِلْمًا. I gave him the ilm. I gave them the ilm. Whoever it is, Allah says, I gave you the ilm. So be grateful to that ilm from Allah Azza wa Jal and use it in the service of Allah and humble yourself. The Salaf in the past, our righteous predecessors, they used to, every time they have like, he used to have 7-8 people around him. When he sees it became 20, 25, he gets scared and he left. You know, maybe this is going to become fame or something like that. You know, they are so scared. Now, if I don't have that many likes, I get upset. What's wrong with you guys? Go home and press like, ya akhwan. Watch my video and send it to everybody. You know, otherwise, you have a problem. You know? So, subhanAllah, what does it matter how many people are watching and how many people are doing? Alhamdulillah, the more people, of course, it is more khair, inshaAllah ta'ala. But this is not my target. If one person in life's changed, one person, like one sister, may Allah reward her, she put a comment on our videos. She said, this series has changed my life. About the series of the names of Allah. Subhanallah, you never know who's watching, and this sister is not here even. It's another state, subhanallah. So we do what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with, this small ilm. Whatever ilm we have, we use it for the sake of Allah, and it should humble us. And whatever it is, Allah blessed you with PhD, Allah blessed you with wealth, with anything. Always, always be grateful to Allah and make that humble you. So, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ الدَّاءَ وَالدَّوَاءَ وَجَعَلَ لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٍ. Allah has created for every sickness a cure, except al-haram, al-haram, old age. You cannot take a pill and go back 10 years. That would be good, Sheikh, right? Take 10 pills, 55. Another 45. That would be a good selling pill. Except al-haram. There's no cure for old age. So what does that mean? That means, ya akhwan, like I mentioned a week before, Allahu alam when, that subhanallah, when we hear about a major disease or something, we lose yaqeen in the dua. Like as if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very hard for him. Oh, subhanallah, wallahi, I wish I taped the brother. He came on Sunday. May Allah give him shifa, ya Rabb. Allahumma shfihi, ya Rahman Rahimin. A brother came to me on Sunday. Wallahi, I can't keep up with the diseases that he has. Leukemia, Alzheimer, cancer. He kept on naming them. And he said, the only reason I'm talking to you right now is because I took so many oxycodone, I don't know what, in order to be able to function and drive to you and to speak to you, and it's about to expire. I have to run back. This is the only way he could be able to. Without this, I'm crippled in the bed, and mashallah, hafiz of kitabillah, and masters in tafsir of the Quran. And he's looking for a wife. That's why he came. Subhanallah. I said, ya akhi, subhanallah, Allah bless you. But you know, wallahi, all his tongue, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamd. Nothing happens to us without the permission of Allah. Allahu Akbar. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he gives, if you are a mu'min, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you a test, he'll give you with it the patience. It comes with it. Otherwise, you know, subhanallah, when you hear them, you cannot handle just hearing them. How about living them? Subhanallah. So, when we, and he has so much certainty, he was mentioning to me that the doctors told him, and we have, every one of us have a story like that. The doctors tell someone like him, they told him back in February of 2018, you have 9 months. You have 9 months. And in December was the, last December was the, the determining surgery. When they looked, Subhanallah, the cancer is gone. The cancer was gone. Somebody prescribed, told him, listen, stick to Zamzam, stick to Zamzam with Yaqeen, Zamzam with Yaqeen, Zamzam with Yaqeen. All he did for 2-3 months, Zamzam with Yaqeen. Subhanallah, ya akhwan, it's all needs Yaqeen. Yaqeen. How many people we heard that when they heard that they have 7-8 months or 3 months, they moved to Mecca and they sit there, and always on Zamzam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cured them. Ya akhwan, when we say Ash-Shafi, means Ash-Shafi. Means Ash-Shafi. Don't pick and choose from the diseases that you think that Allah can cure. No, you name the disease, Allah is Ash-Shafi. Like Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَنزَلَ الدَّاءَ وَالدَّوَاءَ. Allah, He created the da' and the dawa' and the cure. So, a Bedouin came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, should we not treat sickness? He said, no, treat sickness, for Allah has not created any disease except He has also created the cure, except for one disease. They said, what is it, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Al-Haram, old age. And like we mentioned before, we have the ruqya, the authentic ruqya. We mentioned it before, Al-Fatiha, Ayat Al-Kursi, Qul Huwa Allah, Ahad Al-Falaq Al-Nas. All these are ayat and surah of ruqya. Honey is mentioned in the Qur'an that it is shifa. In the Qur'an, it is shifa. When we take it with yaqeen that it is shifa, it will become shifa. The black seed is mentioned in the ahadith. The hijama is mentioned in the ahadith. And sometimes the shifa is delayed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is delaying it for a hikmah. He's not delaying it because He cannot do it. No, He's delaying it for a hikmah. Maybe He wants to elevate your status with that patience. Allahu a'lam. All I know is that He can do it, and He's delaying it for a reason that is always good for me. So I just be patient. I have sabr wa ihtisab. Sabr wa ihtisab. Now, in the last few minutes, insha'Allah ta'ala, I'll mention quickly, Subhanallah, like I mentioned that to the brothers once before, how many people benefit when someone gets sick? Let's name them. Who's the first one who benefits the most? The sick person himself, right? Because if he's patient, Allahu Akbar, elevation, elevation. That's why we tell him, Tahoor insha'Allah. Tahoor, what does Tahoor insha'Allah? Yani may Allah purify you with this disease from all the sins. If you are patient, yalla, you're erasing, delete. Second, the visitor who visits. I'll go quickly. I mentioned I got like 4 or 5 hadiths. When a Muslim visits a Muslim brother, he is harvesting the fruits of Jannah. Sahih Muslim. Whoever visits a sick person or visits a brother in Islam, a caller cries out to him, may you be happy, may your walking be blessed, and may you occupy a dignified position in Jannah. Whoever visits a sick person is plunging into mercy until he sits down. And when he sits down, he's submerged in the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then the hadith of the 70,000 angels. If he goes in the morning, 70,000 angels send blessings upon him until the evening. And if he goes in the evening, 70,000 angels are sending blessing until the morning. This is just visiting the sick. What else? Who else benefit? The person serving him, the doctor, right? He benefits from serving him, and he benefits from mullah, right? How many people are working because of the doctors, because of the sick people? All the hospitals are operating, the insurance companies are operating, the people who make the medicine are operating. All these people are operating because somebody got sick, right? And multiplied by many folds. And the lawyers are working. Lawyers are always working. Any case they work, subhanAllah. So, quickly also, what is the dua for the sick? Now, if you visit somebody, the simplest one, the easiest one to say, لا بأس طهور إن شاء الله. لا بأس طهور إن شاء الله. It means, no worry, it is a purification, إن شاء الله. It is a purification, إن شاء الله. Second, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the hadith is muttafaqun alayhi, Bukhari and Muslim. He visited Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, and he said, Ya Allah, ishfi Sa'd. Three times. So similarly, I can say, Allahumma ishfi Fulan. Whoever I'm visiting, three times. And this is in both Bukhari and Muslim. So I can repeat three times the name of the sick person. Allahumma ishfi. And you name the name of the sick person. And the one we recited before, أذهب البأس رب الناس واشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, whoever visits a sick person who is not yet dying, and he says seven times, أسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيك. It's a female, أن يشفيكي. And يشفيك. And like we mentioned when we were studying the book of sickness, we are allowed to visit a woman that is not our mahram if she is in a position that she can see you, she's covered and everything. And you are allowed to visit a non-Muslim when he is sick. It is allowed, it's permitted to visit a non-Muslim when he is sick. So ya akhwan, the name al-Shafi, when we ask Allah Azza wa Jal, Allahumma anta al-Shafi, if you are sick, Allahumma anta al-Shafi, ishfini ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Shafi, ishfini ya Allah. Allahumma ishfi ummi, Allahumma ishfi abi, Allahumma ishfi zawji, Allahumma ishfi ibni. Whatever, with sincerity, with yaqeen, that Allah can cure any disease, wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ala kulli shay'in قدير. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين وارحم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. اللهم رب الناس اذهب البأس واشفي انت الشافي لا شفاء الا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. نسأل الله العظيم رب العرش العظيم ان يشفي كل مرضانا. اللهم اشف مرضانا يا رب. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا. وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. سبحانك اللهم بحمدك، نشهد ان لا اله الا انت، نستغفرك ونتوب اليك.